Creativity is a beast. Oh, I've studied creativity. Not just in other books of empowerment, but my own chapters. Oh my God. You know, the failures, the doubts, the shaming, the guilt. Oh yeah, creativity. It'll munch you up like you wouldn't believe. But yet, there's still a strong relationship there, because I know that without creativity, this world really is going to stop. If you think all of these scientists that are trying to create this vaccine are not creative people, you got to think again, man. You got to redefine what creativity is. Unplug, because we will always say yes to creativity. Totally uncut, because we all make mistakes. So turn it into a tool. This is Arrow Unplugged. There's calm within the forest, this new sun. The animal life and behavior is minimal. The cool early fall breeze speaks out in ways of notifying each and every one of us to get ready for change. The leaves are still very green. Even the white pines are holding on to their long needles. When it's calm like this, I'm able to hear a distant bee leaping from wildflower to wildflower. Of course I laugh a little bit. The bee's buzz is so soft. But what if it's God's whisper? Touched by nature, inspired by all things natural. In all that's wrong with this present world that we stand and live with, this calm in the forest is proving to be the best medicine. We've got each other. All things are present. Awareness of what we individually bring to the painting. Sometimes just being together is the best answer. The trees of this forest have been side by side with me for 28 years. This forest. The forest floor has carried me through some pretty tough storms. Belonging, unconditionally. There is love inside these trees. And it's heard inside God's whisper. This COVID-19 challenge that the world faces every day. Not just you, not just me, not just our city leaders and state government, but the world is facing it every day. And the headlines makers are really kind of delivering a word now that says, we really could be headed into the worst winter of all time. What does that mean? Are they guessing? I thought we were supposed to live in the presence of this place called now. And in this place called now, there's still movement, but there's also uncertainty. There are questions about our faith. The leaders are standing behind walls and they're talking to us behind another wall, which is called a flat screen, a computer screen. They're there. You can have it at any time. Modern day technology. It's there. But being out here in this forest, there's a different presence of what's going on inside the world. And that presence is that the rest of the world doesn't seem to be bothered. Every morning, I arrive outside in this forest. I do, every morning, to take my dog for a walk. Every morning, because there's a whisper out here that I'm trying to hear. I see the moon. I see the distant planets. I see the cloud formations that have been, you know, illuminated by the moon. I smell the air, the trees. I listen for the deer to be walking around, or the little baby bunnies that are just having one more bite before they get to go to sleep for a little bit. Being out here, learning that there is more to the world than me. There's a lot going on. And my question to you is simple, but it can be very, very tough to deal with on a daily basis as you recreate your disciplines. Are you listening to the wind? What does that even mean, right? We're listening to the wind. What if we're seeds? Seeds. And we're being replanted in a different field that we didn't go to college to be able to understand, to shape, to put into our history. But rather, maybe nature is saying, we need you over here. Where? Right here. Why? The generations that'll follow long after we have been followed, they're going to need you. And they're going to need you in ways that are being taught, but we're ignoring it. Sure, we could talk on Zoom all you want, but are the lessons really truly being learned? Sure, we could sit here and we could do our daily writing. We could compare stories left and right. But did you learn? What's the accountability here? I'm just going to show up. I'm going to wake up in the morning, say I'm grateful, probably go get some breakfast, get some hot coffee from McDonald's. Activation. Activation. Every day, something is dropped inside your mind, body, and soul. You can learn to identify it by being present. Don't look into the life that you once had before March 2020. Don't. Use it as a discipline. I'm not going there. Try to stay away from the headlines. It's very difficult because your smartphone is activated every day, but we're not. I want to be like my smartphone. I want to be able to be activated. Where people come to learn. Where we all learn together. Where we all build and share. And more importantly, we forgive. Equal love. Equal peace. I'm Errol. These aren't my words. These are the lyrics from Billy's Forest.